Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to The Apostle Speaks. My name is Evangelist Hilda, and I am the co-pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. Today we have our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. She is the elder of the House of Manessa Christian Ministries. She brings a word from God every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So first, we would like to thank you for tuning in to The Apostle Speaks. And now it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, Make Friends with the Problems in Your Life. Praise God. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Romans chapter 8, verse 28 from the AMP Bible. And it says, We are assured and know that God, being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good to and for those who love God and are called according to his design and purpose. Amen. My second scripture reading is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 23 through 24. And it says, "But we preach Christ crucified, stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Again, the title says, "Make friends with the problems in your life." Though many things feel random and wrong, remember that I am sovereign over everything. I can fix everything into a pattern for good, but only to the extent that you trust me. Every problem can teach you something, transforming you little by little into the masterpiece I created you to be. The very same problem can become a stumbling block over which you fall if you react with distrust and defiance. The choice is up to you, and you will have to choose many times each day whether to trust me or defy me. The best way to befriend your problems is to thank me for them. This simple act opens your mind to the possibility of benefits flowing from your difficulties. You can even give persistent problems nicknames, helping you to approach them with familiarity rather than with dread. The next step is to introduce them to me. Enabling me to embrace them in my loving presence. I will not necessarily remove your problems, but my wisdom is sufficient to bring good out of every one of them. I pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it was to me. Praise God. Father, let me be a woman who strives to do your will here on earth. And as I do, let me find contentment and balance. Let me live in the light of your will and your priorities for my life. And when I have done my best, Lord, give me the wisdom to place my faith and my trust in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone.
what you're mine. And you're focused.
Sing hallelujah. Yeshua. Yeshua. Messiah. Yeshua. Yeshua. Yeshua.
Your shoes off, for you're standing on holy ground. Bow down, don't make a sound. Hear the voice of Yahweh.
When you enter the air, give us a praise. Let the anointing have its way. Call on Jesus' name. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Wave your hands in the air, give us a praise. Let the anointing have its way. Call on Jesus' name. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah.
So awesome.
He's a sovereign God.
So wonderful.
He's a sovereign God.
At his holy mountain, for he's a jealous God. Bow down to the great I am, for he's a holy God.
Wave your hands in the air, give us a praise. Let the anointing have its way. Call on Jesus' name. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Wave your hands in the air, give us a praise. Let the anointing have its way. Call on Jesus' name. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah.
So awesome.
He's a sovereign God.
So wonderful.
He's a sovereign God.
Sovereign God,
so awesome. He's a sovereign God, so wonderful. He's a sovereign
Praise be to God. The Bible says in Romans 10:14-15, in the New King James Version, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who brings glad tidings of good things. Praise God. And after the selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Unfortunately, Apostle Mother Wiggins could not be with us this morning, so I will be bringing the word this morning. Amen. Praise God. After the selection. I don't know about you, but I come to worship and praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Let's all hold hands, because he is worthy.
Praise God. My scripture reading for this message is coming from John chapter 2, verses 13 through 22. That's the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 13 through 22. And I am reading from the New Living Translation, amen, where it says, it was nearly time for the Jewish Passover celebration, so Jesus went to Jerusalem. In the temple area, he saw merchants selling cattle, sheep, and doves for sacrifices. He also saw dealers at tables exchanging foreign money. Jesus made a whip from some ropes and chased them all out of the temple. He drove out the sheep and cattle, scattered the money changers, coins all over the floor, and turned over their tables. Then, going over to the people who sold doves, he told them, get these things out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a marketplace. Then his disciples remembered this prophecy from the scripture. Passion for God's house will consume me. But the Jewish leaders demanded, what are you doing? If God gave you authority to do this, show us a miraculous sign to prove it. All right, Jesus replied, destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it up. What? They exclaimed. It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you can rebuild it in 3 days? But when Jesus said this temple, he meant his own body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered he had said this, and they believed both the scripture and what Jesus had said. The word of the Lord is already blessed. Amen. Praise God. Jesus' anger is a sensitive issue. Is not anger a sin? The scriptures demolish us to be slow to anger in James 1 and 19 in the RSV Bible. The writer of Ecclesiastes warns, be not quick to anger, for anger lodges in the bosom of fools. Ecclesiastes 7 and 9 in the RSV. Paul suggests that we can be angry, but he cautions, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger and give no opportunity to the devil. Ephesians 4, 26 through 27 in the RSV. Anger in itself is not an appropriate emotion. The early church father Jerome said, the greatest anger of all is when God is no longer angry with us when we sin. For God to give up on his people is a far greater terror than for him to show his anger toward us. We can be grateful that the Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Psalms 145 and 8 in the RSV, and also in Numbers 14, 18, and Nehemiah 9 and 17. Anger is a characteristic of the eternal God, and it is one evidence of a healthy personality. But it must be a disciplined emotion, harnessed and carefully directed against evil wherever it is found. Aristotle observed that it is easy to become angry, but to be angry with the right person to the right degree at the right time for the right purpose in the right way. Amen? That is not easy. When Jesus came to Jerusalem, to the Jerusalem temple, he was moved by zeal for the house of the Lord in John 2:17. In his anger, he drove out the explorators of God's people using a cord he had made with his own hands in verse 15. What made our Lord so angry? Should not we be watchful so that we do not become guilty of committing the same sin that so exercised Jesus' anger? Think about that. Let us pray. Lord, your blessings are full toward us. We have more than we ever thought we would have. Help us not to want more until we have learned to share what we have. When you trust us with much or little, we know we are responsible to you for the way we use all of it. A tithe of what you have provided is in our hands this morning, that we might bring it to you for the doing of your work in the world. Make us loving and wise stewards of the resources you place in our hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from John chapter 2, verses 15 through 16 in the RSV Bible. Amen. And it says, making a whip of cords, he drove them out with the sheep and oxen out of the temple. And he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And he told those who sold the pigeons, take these things away. You shall not make my Father's house a house of trade. Praise God. This morning, my message is divided into three parts. The first part we're going to talk about is Jesus was angry with those who were content for evil things to remain as they were. Amen? So the people Jesus drove from the temple were a part of the religious establishment. They should have known better, but they had fallen into compromise and then into eager cooperation with the exploitation of the pilgrims, worshippers who came by the thousands each day to the temple. Two groups felt his wrath that day: the money changers and the sacrifice inspectors. They had turned the house of the Lord into a tourist trap. Same thing is going on today. a hideout for thieves, a merchandise mark, a house for barter and trade. The money changers were at the temple to perform a useful function to change the coins of the providence that bore the graven image of an animal or man into coins suitable to pay the taxes to support the temple worship. The money changers had the pilgrims at their mercy. A man's temple tax amounted to 2 days' wages. The money changers would extract another day's wages just for the changing of the money. A 50% profit. The sacrifice inspectors also took advantage of the worshipers. Many people would bring their own turtle doves or lambs for the sacrifice. But if the offering did not pass the careful examination of the inspectors as to their suitability for sacrifice, the owners had to buy a costly replacement from the temple stock. Of course, the animals kept in the temple corral were not examined with the same care. In the trading back and forth, the sacrifice inspectors were making fat profits from their dishonest double standard of inspection. Our Lord's anger flamed out at these temple thieves, for they not only exploited the people, but were also content to allow things to stay as they were. The prostitution of worship did not trouble them. Injustice was rampant. The money changers threatened sacred things and feelings with contempt in their rush to line their money pouches with unfair gain. Just like so many merchants today, robbing our people blind with their high prices. When God's people see injustice flourish and indecent gain from the things of God, yet do not speak out, then watch for the anger of God. His wrath is kindled against those who are willing to look the other way. Don't be that person. Jesus was angry with those who would not pray when they came to God's house. The three other gospels place the cleansing of the temple at the last of Jesus' ministry rather than at the first, as does John. It is not clear whether there were two cleansings of the temple or one cleansing placed by the gospel writers in different chronological order. It is entirely possible that there were two. A moment's reflection reminds us that cleansing temples is not a once-and-for-all job, like the need for revival in the church. It must happen again and again. It is likely that before the day was over, the people were back in business. If so, it is not unlikely that Jesus met them again at the close of his ministry with the same anger and hurt in his heart. God be the glory. Each of the synoptic gospel records that Jesus' anger was in a part reaction to their callous willingness to turn the house of prayer into a den of robbers. Luke 19:46 in the RSV. Anyone who comes often to the house of worship need to be careful not to handle sacred moments with disdain, indifference, or preoccupation with other matters? What do you do when you come to the house of prayer? Are you more concerned with who sits beside you than you are with getting in touch with God? Do you pray here, or do you purposely maintain the barriers between you and God? Are you determined to turn out God and refuse to answer him, lest before you know it, he has rearranged the future in your life? This is a place to pray. Be alert, my brothers and sisters, for God comes in judgment and anger to overturn the tables of our lives, spill our plans on the floor, and call us to worship him. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Jesus was angry with those who tied all their religion to a building and to religious rituals. Surely, John's account of the cleansing of the temple at the first of our Lord's ministry is a way of announcing that the end is seen from the beginning. Jesus had come to offer his body as the temple of God in John 2:19-21. He would say to the woman at the well, "The hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. The true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth." 4:21-23. It is not building or rituals that finally bring us to God. They may help. They often intrude. But in Jesus, a new day has dawned. The kingdom of God is arriving, and the people of God are to be watching and open to what is about to happen all around them. A building must never be a substitute for the worship of God. It is only the wrapping that surrounds us as we worship the God who is above all buildings made with hands. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Neither can our rituals substitute themselves for God. Anytime a person relies on baptism or church membership for security in God, he or she has worshiped at the wrong altar. And before I bring this message to a close this morning, I just want to share just a few more things with you at this time. Amen. The first public work in which we find Christ engaged was driving from the temple the traitors whom the covetous priests and rulers encouraged to make a marketplace of his courts. Those now make God's house a house of merchandise, whose minds are filled with cares about worldly business when attending religious exercises, or who perform divine office for love of gain. Christ, having thus cleansed the temple, gave a sign to those who demanded it to prove his authority for so doing. He foretells his death by the Jews' malice when saying, "Destroy ye this temple, I will permit you to destroy it." He foretells his resurrection by his own power in saying, "In 3 days I will raise it up." Christ took his own life up again. Men mistake by understanding things according to the letter which the scripture speaks by way of figure. When Jesus was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered he had said this. It helps much in understanding the divine word to observe the fulfilling of the scriptures. Our Lord knew all men, their nature, disposition, affections, designs, as we do not know any man, not even ourselves. He knows his crafty enemies and all their secret projects, his false friends and their true characters. He knows who are truly his, knows their uprightness, and knows their weaknesses. We know what is done by men. Christ knows what is in them. He tried the heart. Beware of a dead faith or a formal profession. Carnal, empty professors are not to be trusted. And however, men deceive others or themselves. They cannot deceive the heart-searching God. And as I bring this message to a close this morning, is this, my brothers and sisters. God chastens us, not because he doesn't love us, but precisely because he does love us. He moves against us at any place where we exploit or agree to manipulation of others for personal gain. He is determined to break into our business as usual attendance in this place and call us to genuine prayer. He is unwilling to leave us to counterfeit worship or second-rate religion. Of all the things we have to be thankful to God for, don't forget to thank him that he cares enough to become angry with us. Amen. I pray that this message was a blessing to you this morning as it was to me. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior, my brothers and sisters, now is the time. We are living in the last days. Now is the time to give your life to Christ, for to live eternally with him in heaven. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Lord, please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do is to ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible teaching church. Amen? Praise God. My benediction is coming from Jude 24 through 25, and it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our talk in the sanctuary with our very own Pastor Stephen and Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come at this time with talk in the sanctuary. And we are going to welcome them with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this morning?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise God. It's in your hands.
Are we getting ready for communion?
Oh, yes. Today is the first Saturday. Okay. So at this time, I am going to play our selection, and where is it? It's in B, bread. No, that's not you. Here we go. Yes, while we get our elements in hand, I will play Bread of Life by Fred Hammond.
Bread of Life, sent down from glory. Many think you were on earth a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. Say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread, send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. A holy king, a carpenter. You are the
Lord.
Gentile
Redeemer, God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you
are an awesome ruler,
awesome ruler,
Gentile
Redeemer,
God with us, the
together,
this is what we'd like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
You
were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man.
The
Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call.
Born, yeah.
But all the dreams
you died to save.
find yourself saying,
God, at this time we are going to. I'm sorry.
You have your Hilda?
Yes?
Can you play that song again, please?
Sure.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things. You were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread, send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it. This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man. The Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you. You were born in a manger.
Evangelist Hilda?
Yes, ma'am.
One more time.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
Friend, we have in you, 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 you are
Thank you. Thank you for your obedience. Thank you so much. I'm sitting here, and I'm listening to the song, and there's a part where Fred Hammond says, say it again, say it again, say mm-hmm. it again. And they're having to keep repeating, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
yes.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. That's what we call you.
Yes.
My goodness, glory to God. When he says, as often as you do it in remembrance of me, he's
yes.
not saying, make it a ritual. He says, I need you to remember me. Remember why you're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Think about why I did it. He's not wanting us to do it as a ritual. He's wanting us to remember that he loved us so much that he gave us his only begotten son.
Yes.
He's trying to remind us of that love. And when Fred Hammond said, somebody say it again. Say it again. And they keep repeating the same line over and over and over again. And if you're listening to the song, some people don't even get to hear that song for once a month or whenever. And they don't really hear it. If you hear it, you would hear what Fred is saying. We're calling him Jesus,
yes.
huh? Bread of life.
Yes.
I'm sitting here, and I think I told you on Thursday my throat was sore, whatever. And so I said, oh, I'm just going to lay here and take the communion and tell him I'm going to get. And God says, how dare you? Right? Because guess what I did all week? I didn't feel good all week, but I got up every single day and went to that job. And he says, and now it's my time
mm-hmm.
for you to celebrate me. And this is the day you choose. Oh, no. But you managed to get up every day and
mm-hmm.
go sit in there with them for 8 hours.
Wow.
And then when it's time to celebrate the one that gave you the job, the one that gave you the roof over your head, the one that put the food on your table, the one that gave you life, health, and strength, the one that showed you love, unconditional love. This is the time you want to say, no, I can't talk. I don't want to. We get our priorities messed up. We really
That's
do.
True. We really do.
We want to go give attention to the things that he's given us
mm-hmm.
and forget about the one that gave it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever it's communion time, I get so crazy in my head because there's no other time that I have to celebrate him.
Right.
I can celebrate him during communion.
Amen.
But you know what? There used to be, when my mother was alive, a whole week or so before Mother's Day, she'd be getting all happy. She'd just singing her song and just getting all happy because she knew on Mother's Day, that was her day. All the attention came to her. All of the love was coming her way. She knew
yeah.
this is the day. My kids going to give me all my favorite stuff. They going to give me what I've been putting in their ears all week. I want me a dress. I want me some shoes. They going to give it to me on Mother's Day. And I'm telling you, that whole week she be singing just knowing Mother's Day was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So if our natural mother is getting all happy and all stirred up because she knows no other day on Mother's Day we're going to celebrate her. We're going to
yes.
remember all of the love she's shown us over the years, all of her hard work. We're going to think about everything she's done for us and try to pour back into her on one day, Mother's Day. And so what do you think God is doing? Every time we take communion, He's at attention. He's got the angels. Wait a minute. Here they come. Here they come. They get ready to celebrate us. And so guess what? All week long, he already knows we get ready to have communion.
Mm-hmm.
And when he knows that, he said, they're going to give me the thing that I love. They're going to give me their attention, and then they're going to worship me. They're only going to think about me today. Oh, it's about to be communion. And on communion, throat is hurting me. And I'm going, well, wait a minute. He's been loving on me. He's been giving me. He's been watching over me. Every time I said, God, he don't never get too busy. He ain't never sick. None of that.
That's right.
He's just meeting the needs of his people. And he don't have one children or two children.
No, he
don't even got 15 children. Because, you know, when you hear people got 15 children, you're like, good Lord, why they got so many? And he said, try a zillion, a trillion. I can't even tell you how many kids I got. It will blow your mind.
That's right.
Today is God's day.
Yes.
Communion will be special. We ought to fall out at his feet wanting to show him so much. We ought to lay right next to him like Mary did and look up and go, Daddy, I really love you. I just look. And when he's looking at us, waiting to hear the next line, which is what we want, the only thing we want to do is say, God, I love you. God, I thank you. I bless your holy. I'm not asking you for nothing today. I'm just here to sit at your feet, to love on you, to glorify you, to honor you, to adore you, to lift you up. That's all I want to do today. I don't know about anybody else, God, but I don't want anything. And even if I think I need so, I don't need it right now. What I need right now is the same thing Mary needed at the time when she sat at your feet. And that was to love on you. That was to worship you, to give you our full attention. Not in a rush, not in passing, not, oh, yeah, now I remember. No, to give you our full attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because the love that you gave us, we would never be able to return to you, but we can make every effort to.
Yeah.
I heard so many people say, if I had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to tell you thank you with every one of them. And God is saying, forget about the 10,000, use the one you got.
Come on now, it only takes one.
Just say thank you with the one you got.
Amen.
You don't need 10,000 tongues. You just need one. He's not asking you to say it 10,000 times. He's saying, say it one time. Thank you.
Praise God.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We are going to take communion, and all we want to do is say thank you. When he healed the 10 lepers and the one came running back, he said, wasn't there 10 of you? Yeah. I can't have to say thank you. All he wants is a thank you. If you're sick in your body, if your body is wrecking with pain, you ought to just say thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, God. Thank you.
When my mother was on her dying bed, she was still saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And you're looking at her going, okay, why is she still thanking him? Because the situation ain't good. Well, she said, thank you, Jesus. I looked at my mother-in-law. She used to be my pastor. Apostle Duval, she said, thank you, Lord. Now, every single day, she would say, have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. And then there were times she would just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And you're going, okay. So her spirit man is alive. Because her spirit man, while her natural man has Alzheimer's, her spirit man is saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And you know why she was saying thank you? This body is all jacked up. The mind is gone. Everything is gone. But my spirit man is still connected to you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever this world can take away from us, they cannot touch our spirit.
That's right. Honey of blood.
It doesn't belong to them.
Mm-mm.
And with your spirit, you ought to be saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for loving on us. Thank you for never giving up on us. Thank you for never turning your back on us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for doing it. Thank you, God. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. I tell you, every time I see his communion time, I get all excited. Right now, all I said was, Lord, I want to open my mouth and celebrate you too.
Yes.
He said, okay. So what did I say? Thank you, Jesus. Because you holding that pain back long enough for me to celebrate you, for me to love on you, to get others to love on you, to get others to think about you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. My goodness, glory to God. We got it twisted. You don't say thank you, Jesus, because he did something for you. He gave you a car, he gave you a house. You say thank you, Jesus, because you still love me. Even after you know me, you still love. You know that I'm a wretch. You know there's nothing good in my thoughts. You know I'm out here doing things that I ain't got no business doing. But you still love me.
Yes,
enough to pick my feet on that cross. All myself, you ought to be saying, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Let's get our elements. We're going to do it in the way God say to do it, any way we want to do it. And right now, we're going to do it any way we want to. Get your elements. Let's get ready to take this communion. My goodness. You know what? I was going to go in there and give Pastor Stephen up so he could participate in this community, so he could start praying. And this is how you get your strength back. This is how you get God's attention.
Mm-hmm.
When your body don't feel like it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
When you're tired, you're hurting, and you just ain't got the strength, or to muster up the strength to say thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. That's when God jumps, steps in there and goes,
that's
what
right.
Did he say he
Amen.
What did he say he wants? What they said, come on now, because you got his full attention.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, I can only do so much for everybody. I can show you it's communion time. I can get the elements. But I can't make you take them.
That's right.
That's got to be your desire.
Your choice.
You have got to put forth some effort to get up and say, I got to take communion.
Yes.
I know what he's done for me. I'm not going to take communion because I need some. I'm going to take it because I already know what he has already done.
Yes. Just so thankful. So thankful, God. Thank you.
Thankful. That's the word of the day. Thank
thankful.
You, God. Thank you. Come on now.
Thank you, God.
Wow. Let's get our elements.
Got them.
Got them right here. I am just so grateful. I'm so grateful because God is still watching over me. And I'm grateful because when other people are laughing at me and looking at me, and if I have allowed them to hear the vision that God gave me, they laughing at it. They, oh, God, you know, because they say, wait a minute, you ain't got no money. You ain't got this. You barely got strength and life, health in your body. And you know what I'm saying? Thank you, Jesus.
That's right. Thank him.
Because they don't know you like I know you.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
That's
when
it.
When we are weak, that's when he shows himself strong.
Yeah.
Huh? When it looks like it's impossible, that's when he shows you possibility.
Mm-hmm.
So I can still say thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for doing it.
Thank you.
Here we go. Let's take off our elements. We're not going to read no scripture. We already know what the word says. Come on.
Praise God.
Precious and heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, because as we get ready to partake in your blood, in your body, oh God, we're going to not only do it in remembrance of you, oh God, we're going to do it because of you. Because no one has ever loved us the way you love us. No one has ever stepped out for us the way you stepped out for us, God. No one has ever protected us the way you protect us, God. No one has ever smiled at us the way you smile at us, oh God. Thank you. No one has ever hugged us the way that you hug us, oh God. No one has ever loved us or will ever love us the way that you love us, God. And for that, we say thank you.
Thank
Heavenly
you.
Father, we're preparing our minds, our hearts, our bodies just to receive this communion today.
Yes, Lord.
Just to say thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Not knocking on the door because we want anything. Knocking on the door to make sure you're still with us, God. And now that we know that you are, because you said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. So we know that you're still with us.
Amen.
And for that, we say thank you.
Thank
we honor you.
You.
We ask that you bless these elements right now, oh God.
Yes,
let
Lord.
It be for purposes intended. For everything you've done, doing, or going to do, we have to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Jesus.
Have your way with this communion right now, Father God. Let it be a sweet-smelling savor unto your nostrils. As all we want to do is love on you, worship you, adore you, God. Thank you, God. And we lift up the bread, and as he blessed it, he broke it, said, take and eat. This is my body broken for you. Take and eat. Hallelujah, Jesus. The same thing he did with his blood. He said, this is my blood shed for thee. Take and drink. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Praise
your name. Oh, hallelujah,
thank you,
Jesus.
God.
Oh, thank you, God.
Thank you,
I
Jesus.
Know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for your blood. Thank you, God,
yes.
That it was your body. That was bruised for my iniquities, oh God. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for loving us the way that you do. Oh, God, we bless your name today. Thank you. Thank you. And guess what? The blood never, ever, ever loses its power. Never.
Never.
Never does the blood lose its power. Thank you, God.
Praise be to God.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
No one. No one will ever, ever, ever
dying.
Love us as you have. You died on that cross. You took
yes.
our place, a price that we would never be able to repay you.
Mm-hmm.
And because you allow us on a monthly basis, on a yearly basis, on a daily basis, to take communion so we can remember your goodness.
Yes.
Remember who you are and all of your glory. We say thank you. We praise your holy name. Thank you, God. You know what? If you got a testimony right now, this is the place to tell it. You have an opportunity to give your testimony right now. I don't know who's online. Whoever's online want to give a testimony. This is the time to testify. This is the time you love on God. This is the time you worship him. You glorify him. You tell the world what he's done for you. This is the time. Anybody got a testimony, go ahead and give your testimony right now.
Father, precious and heavenly Father, I am here this morning to praise your holy name, to give you the honor and glory, and to thank you for all that you have done for me in my lifetime. For waking me up this morning. In my right mind, you didn't have to do it,
thank
but you
God.
Did it, Lord God. I am
thank
so thankful, so grateful. I thank you for my family, Lord God, for my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren,
yes,
oh Lord God, that you saw fit that I would live this long to see them great-grands, Lord God. I thank you.
Thank you, God.
I just want to thank you, praise you, give you the glory, the honor, because, Lord God, you know where I came from and where I am today.
Yes,
and
oh, God.
Thank you, God, for loving on a sinner like me and
yes,
so fit to guide me in the way that you would have me to go. Not my
yes,
way, but your way. And I am so grateful, Lord God. I'm
Hallelujah.
Thankful for my children, for my grandchildren. I'm thankful for my sisters. I'm thankful for my sisters and
yes,
brothers
oh God.
In Christ and those who are not in Christ, but one day will say, what must I do to be saved, Lord God? It is still not
yes,
too
God.
Late for them to come in, Lord God. Touch their hearts, Lord God, and
yes,
guide
God.
Them
Touch
in the way
right
that
now.
You would have them to go. Let your will be done in each and every one of our lives. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Thank
Jesus.
You for dying on that cross for my sins, Lord God. Forgiving me for my sins,
yes,
Lord God.
God.
And
hallelujah,
just
Jesus.
Letting your love and your patience and tenderness just shine upon me each and every day. I thank you, Lord God. I thank
you, God,
for providing for me with all of my needs, Lord God, because you said
yes,
in your
God.
Word
Hallelujah,
that I will,
Jesus.
That you will provide for my needs, not necessarily all of my wants, but definitely for
yes,
my needs.
God.
And
thank
I am so grateful,
me.
Lord God. I'm so thankful, so humbled, just thanking you, just loving on you, Lord God. I am so, Lord God.
Thank
Jesus,
you, God.
Jesus. I love
thank
to
you,
hear
God.
The name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We are so grateful for everything that God has been doing,
yes.
everything that he's done. You know, if we don't pray for our children and we don't pray for our grandchildren,
yes.
some of them will never pray. But as long as we're still praying for them, as long as we're interceding for them, he's still going to honor the prayers that we sent for them.
Yes.
He's still going to watch over them. He's still going to protect them. He's still going to try to lead and guide them in the way they should go. Thank you, God. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for safety, traveling mercies on highways and byways. Thank you for a roof over their head. When the world tries to give up on us, it's okay as long as you never give up on us.
That's so grateful, Lord.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just wanna tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just wanna tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
We love you more than anything. More than anything, God. Thank you for doing it for us. Thank you for never giving up on us, oh God. Father God, thank you for new beginnings.
Yes.
New beginnings.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for a spirit of humility.
Yes,
thank you
Jesus.
For humbling us, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for divine healing in our bodies, oh God.
Yes.
God, nobody can do it the way you do it.
Nobody.
We just got to thank you on our lips this morning for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. Father God, we thank you for Hawking Mother Wiggins.
Yes.
Thank you, God, for blessing and kissing her, closing her right on divine healings in her body, oh God. Thank you.
Thank
you for doing it. Thank you for Apostle Jackson. Thank you, God. All of these people that are in different parts of the vineyard, thank you. Apostle Wiggins, Lady Wiggins, thank you, God.
Yes,
thank you
Lord.
For all your workers out there, the fivefold. Thank you for Sister Barbara. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for Pastor Stephen Deal. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God, for allowing us to be a mouthpiece that we can say thank you for them.
Yes.
That we're thanking you for all you've done for them with our lips. We're thanking you for them.
Yes,
thank
we
you,
are, Lord God.
Father God, that you haven't given up on us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for divine healings in our bodies. That this cold will pass. You will bring forth healing. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Father God, for allowing us to remember your love.
Yes.
So we can include one another with that kind of love. That agape love.
Yes.
Father God, we think we're doing the right thing because we don't talk to each other. We don't want to speak to one another. That's not your way.
No.
You are a forgiving God.
Yes, you are.
A merciful God. Thank you, God, for us showing the world how to forgive, how to forget, how to let go, and trust you in the midst of it all.
Yes,
God, thank you,
you
for allowing
you.
Us
God.
To be the salt of the earth,
allowing
your light to shine through us, that the world may see you illuminating through us, oh God.
Yes, God.
Father God, thank you for this day, May 5th, that you have allowed us, oh God, March 5th, that you have allowed us to be able to come and take communion. We can love on you through this communion, oh God, for all that you have done for each and every last one of us.
Yes.
All that you're doing and all that you're going to do for us, oh God. Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, God.
Thank you for everything. Just so grateful.
Some of our family members haven't even come in yet. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Yes,
because
people
don't think they need to come in. They think they can love on you from afar, however they see fit, to give you honor, glory, and praise. Thank you, God. Thank you for allowing us to take communion. Thank you,
yes.
God.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
What a wonderful opportunity just to take communion.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Yes, to love on
you,
God.
Lord. Yes, this is our day. Just set aside to love on you for all the love you've shown us.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. We're laying at your feet, Father, saying no greater love than this does anyone have for us. The love that you've shown us, oh, my goodness. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Well, as we come to a close, what we're going to do is we're going to pray Red Alive, and we're going to go on out with that song, listening to how much he loved us, remembering how much he loved us.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just taking communion. We're taking it remembering how much he loved us, how much he has done for us, how much he's doing for us.
Yes.
We are so grateful for his love. Evangelist Hilda, play it again on the way out, and that's how we going out, just thinking about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And to each and every one on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Blog Talk, however you listen to this program, we pray that you have gotten a lot out of it this morning. To God be the glory. And we are here and to love on him, to give him the glory and the praise. And we constantly invite you to continue coming in, listening to the program this morning. So God bless each and every one. Have a wonderful weekend. And we will be back on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Amen. Love you, Pastor Kathy. Thank you.
Love you. God bless you guys.
God bless you too.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on us, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. A whole team of carpenters. You are the living
word. Awesome ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer. This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man.
The
tree.
yourself say it.
Glory, yeah.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.